Welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 122. My name is Christopher Kyo, and I am here with Travis Baum.
Hello.
And from Wisconsin, Jeff Chorney.
Word up.
Welcome to America.
Hello, Wisconsin.
Jeff is in Wisconsin, crashing at the Sours place.
That's right.
For MGC this week. And I think Travis is heading up there tomorrow. So that should be a fun time for you guys. I hope you a safe trip and a fun time. And same to
Jason. We're gonna miss you, man. We're gonna miss you.
Yeah. Well, that's okay. But I got my
You're probably gonna be a daddy next time we talk to you.
So. Probably. We'll see. But Travis, how are you, man? Besides being excited about going to MGC, what's going on?
I got to do some fucking laundry.
You better get that done quick, man.
That's pretty important.
Yeah, it is kind of important. You don't want the stank while you're at MGC.
No, especially around a bunch
of
gamers.
Just doing just that, man. Getting ready for the weekend. Yeah, just doing that, man. Nothing much else really. Packing and getting ready for work. And yeah, that's it. Jeff, go.
Drove down. The girlfriend and I, Tanya, got here yesterday afternoon, early afternoon, and didn't really do much except for Scott and I chilled and drank basically an entire bottle of Sailor Jerry throughout the day.
Damn, dude.
Yeah,
dude,
it was
this son of a bitch
crazy.
Was tweeting at like 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it was one of those nights because we figured we had to get it out of the way early because tomorrow or tonight, it's probably not going to be too hardcore. Tomorrow's going to be pretty intense because the night of karaoke and like the VGevo dinner and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, and I don't want to go too overboard tomorrow either because we got to be up early to be at the convention on Saturday. So, yeah, we had to get our big night of staying up really late out of the way. So, yeah, we played a lot of Street Fighter and a lot of shmups.
Cool.
And that's about it.
It is Shmup Appreciation Month, after all.
It is.
We don't really talk about that because none of us really play shmups hardcore, but, you know.
No, it's true.
Yeah. March is Shmup Appreciation Month, so it's important to note that.
Yes.
So that's cool.
So needless to say, I'm a little bit under the weather, so to speak, right now, but I'll be better soon.
All right.
Once the toxins leave my body. But Chris, what about you? What are you up to?
Not a dad yet. We're working on it, though.
It could happen any minute. It could happen any minute. Like in 2 minutes. Who knows? You don't know.
Well, it's not gonna be 2 minutes. But
hopefully
in the next day or two. Liam's due date is actually tomorrow, the 26th. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens.
I was telling Megatron, I was like, I have this nagging suspicion that halfway through the cast, it's time to go, Christopher. Take it away, Jeff Travis.
That's right. I'll keep recording on my side. I'd get back and my hard drive would be full because of this blank audio file.
Cisco, bark twice if you like God of War.
Cool. But yeah, speaking of that, Travis, what you playing, man?
You know, I just played like since the last time we recorded, I played one time. This week, I've been so busy with work. Just one time, I played maybe 4 hours of Final Fantasy. I'm gonna reach into my refrigerator real quick and pull out a little humble pie. But disclaimer: I'm going to just take off a little piece and taste test it. It did get a little better. 20 hours into the game, it got a little better. The story kind of took more of a for the characters took more of a serious turn. They developed. A lot of the whiny characters started to develop into characters I like. Now there's not a single character that I dislike. They all improved. Yeah, they all improved.
Okay,
and that's a good thing.
When does that happen? Because I'm in Chapter 7 right now, and I still hate Hope.
That's where I am. I don't mind Hope. He's getting better.
I started to find Hope and Snow both a little... You know, easier to digest around 8.
Around 8? Okay.
Around 8.
I'll be honest with you, dude. Hope is still aggravating me, and Vanille's not doing too much for me either still. And I'm sorry, but I think Vanille has the worst line in a video game ever.
Which one?
Was it the one where Zaz is checking her out? Or she thinks Zaz is checking her out?
Yeah, it's like getting tired. And it's like, yeah, cute girl like me around. It's hard to keep your eyes shut or something like that. I'm like, oh, God, that was horrible.
Keep your mouth shut. Yeah. You might stay attractive.
So, hey, did you guys know Snow's apparently voiced by Nolan North?
No, it's not Nolan North. No, it's not him. Who is it? He was in Darksiders. The demon that's in the middle of the map that you kind of like bring all the pieces to.
No, not Volgrim.
No, not Volgrim. Not the shopkeeper.
Oh, the horns. Shit. We just did the Darksiders episode on EDP. What the hell?
Yeah, the guy who looks like the devil from Legend.
Yeah.
Tiamat?
Samael.
Samael.
Hmm. Or was it him?
Interesting.
Because that name doesn't sound familiar. Okay, it's someone in Darksiders. It might not be him.
All right, whatever.
I don't know. But he's done other stuff. All he does is like, he does like mainly like anime and then video games. He's one of those voice actors.
Okay.
Yeah,
I will join you a little bit in the humble pie because I'm enjoying it a bit more too, mainly because of the combat.
Well, we may as well all just dive into
combat.
That was
the combat was bringing me down because you're constantly just using two characters, but I'm at the point in the game now where
you get three back.
That's what I'm
looking forward to because honestly, since you know you get to a point where you're using two characters all the time until you get to chapter X or whatever, and it's just the combat doesn't feel as good with only two characters. It really doesn't.
No, it
doesn't. When you have three characters, you have such a better dynamic, and you have it's so much more versatile. Mm-hmm. And you know, with two characters, I just don't get that feeling.
Yeah, and I agree with you 100% there. I'm still kind of down that this far into the game, and I still cannot pick my own party members.
Yeah,
that I don't know why that bothers me so much. It's borderline ridiculous. I mean, it's just, I understand why they're doing it, but just do that in the very, very early beginning of the game where you're kind of forced to stick with a couple of players. I mean, they could have forced you to be every single person within the first 10 hours.
Yeah.
Not 20 hours in.
Right.
You know, at least they let you, and I'll give them this, at least they let you kind of like customize your paradigm system a little bit, which I do every time I get a new party. I adjust.
Yeah. Oh yeah. You have
okay,
to
let's, because let's move there's this offensive.
There's,
yeah.
There's always just a paradigm work. That's necessary that's left out, and I think they do that on purpose to make you, you know, understand what you need in the game.
Right. Yeah. Because that Sentinel shit does not work for me.
I literally just got to the part where I get sent the Sentinel job, and I don't get it yet. So I'm not sure.
I had to use a lot of that in that level in Chapter 7.
You touch Sentinel, you can say goodbye to 5 stars.
Right. Yeah,
say goodbye to 5 stars. You're
right,
not going to get it.
Because it takes a lot longer to do the battle that way.
A whole lot longer. Yeah. So I just get me a couple of good offensive ones, make sure I have one where I have at least 2 Ravagers to, you know, boost up my gauge and maybe a good, you know, healing paradigm, and then I'm set.
I have a feeling that once you get 3 characters back, Sentinel's going to be much more important at that point. Because you'll have 2 characters that you can manipulate and still have a Sentinel to take that damage.
It makes it easier and a little more interesting to fight, and the fight does go by faster. Sentinel's mainly, in my opinion, better if you're in the, like a healing paradigm. To where, you know, only one person's kind of taking damage while the other people can kind of, you know, I don't know.
If you're prepping, like if you're doing Saboteur or, what's the other one?
Synergist.
Synergist, that's it.
Yeah. That's actually what I'm doing right now. And you haven't gotten, you've met her, but you haven't used her Fang.
No, I haven't used Fang yet.
Yeah, my favorite character in the game by far.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
I like Fang too. Actually, she's my favorite.
I've heard that she's a pretty good character considering.
Well, and I'm kind of like based with Final Fantasy lore. I'm a real big fan of the Dragoons, and she's definitely like the Dragoon of the game.
Oh, nice, cool.
You know, with very much.
Yeah, because we haven't seen the Dragoons really in a very long time, so it'll be nice to. I mean, does she actually have the jump mechanic?
You know what? I didn't see that, so I don't think it's there, especially seeing that everybody can be proficient in everything, and everybody can have, like, the same moves. I don't see everybody, like, using a jump commander. So I don't see that, but she's the Dragoonish character.
Gotcha. All right.
Definitely. So, but anyway, I like it a little better. It's not. I'm not happy with the game.
Cool.
But if it continues the upward slope that it's at right now,
you won't be as sad about the game.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's all I'm playing. So,
all right, cool. Jeff?
So, I'm going to eat some of that humble pie as well. Final Fantasy 13 is getting a little bit better. It's still not jumping out at me like, oh, crap, it's awesome, but I'm definitely having more of a drive to play it now. Like, Travis said the characters are definitely getting better for me. So,
and where are you in the game?
I'm at chapter 7, probably about halfway through chapter 7, I think.
Halfway through, okay, so. So yeah, I mean, you're a little bit further ahead of me, probably.
Yeah, like I started to kind of like the game more halfway through halfway through chapter 6. Sorry, Rican's making rude emotions towards.
You can blame Travis for that. He's the one.
I told him to do that. Rican was streaming Scott picking him up from the airport, and I was typing to him on Ustream. I was like, dude, you totally have to give Jeff shit.
So yeah, I'm gonna kick his ass in basketball later, so it'll be fine. Get a revenge. So yeah, besides that, I completed God of War 3.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, I freaking loved it, of course, overall. Like, yeah, a lot.
Is my favorite in the series, easily.
Is it? And I'm still kind of on the fence. I'm playing through 2 again right now, and then I'm going to play through 3 again, and then I'll make my decision. Because 3 is definitely better in a lot of ways, but I think I might like 2 better overall, I think. I don't know.
You know, I agree with you. I think as an overall package, I do like 2 better. And yeah, 3 does a lot of things that are a lot better, and of course it looks way better, and you know, they hit a mark that no game has hit, in my opinion, yet. And probably won't for a while, but
they certainly did on Sense of Scale, if anything.
Oh my god.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I don't want to give it away, but there's that one boss fight, and you know, we talked about it, Shadow of the Colossus, we wanted it.
I do want to talk about, like, we should do some kind of spoiler show or something. I do want to talk about the ending.
We will.
On the
next
show
week,
really
I want to
bad.
Do that. Like, okay, at cool. the end of the show, I want to do like a little, like a boss rundown and like talk about spoilers and stuff like that.
Yeah. Cool. Because I want to talk about that ending. So.
Yeah.
So I won't go into more detail with that. I hear it, Scott. I got to play
Escaluda 2.
Escaluda 2. That game is fun, man. I didn't expect it to be any good, and I'm not huge into shmups, and when Mark was on the show a couple weeks ago, he was explaining it, and I didn't think I really got it, and then yesterday, it just kind of, he's showing it to me, and it's a lot, it's addicting, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's a really cool shmup, yeah, I think I might buy it.
that's on XBLA, is that right? Or No, that's
no,
import
no, you
only,
have to
right?
buy, you have to import it.
Yeah.
Now Scott Sauer's peeking in the door.
Watch your back. Wave to him and say I said hi.
Chris says you're a douche.
That works too.
So played a lot of that. We played some Raiden 4.
Cool.
Street Fighter, of course.
Game of the Year.
Oh yeah, he's showing us the game of Sailor Jerry. That was a really fun game that's taking its toll on me today.
The game of Sailor Jerry.
Yeah, it won. we lost that game, that's for sure. That's about it. I played some God of War on PSP on the way up here, or down here.
Oh, nice, okay.
That game's so pretty on the PSP.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, there's something else. You know what? That's pretty much it over the past week. It's just Final Fantasy, completed God of War, God of War 2. A lot of God of Wars.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And cool. What about you, Chris?
Well, same idea. Played God of War and beat that. I definitely want to go back and play it on hard. I think it'll be a lot of fun that way. We'll see how it works out. And I kind of want to do what you did, because when I got the collection, I played through the first God of War, and I started the second one, but I didn't finish it. So I kind of want to go back and finish the God of War 2 before I play God of War 3 again. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's just awesome. I love it. I mean,
3's fucking awesome. Like, yeah.
They made me happy.
When I tweeted, if you don't like God of War 3, you don't like awesomeness, I stand by that. Like, that is...
If you don't like God of War 3, you don't like games. I mean, come on.
Yeah, pretty much. It's
and you don't have a boner.
You don't have a boner, that's right.
What was the sound it was making last week?
Knocking at your door and... Yep.
So yeah, Final Fantasy as well. It's getting to the point where, you know, I want to play it, but it's not at the level where I would expect a Final Fantasy to be, where I'm at work, you know, it's not terrible distraction level. It's not like I'm thinking about it all the time. It's not like that right now. It's like, I want to play it, but it's like, if I don't play it, whatever. I do like the combat a lot, but like Travis said, only having 2 characters is really a hindrance on it. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to getting my 3rd character back, because I think it adds such a good dynamic. Let's see, what else I play? Lunar. Played some more Lunar, and It kind of pissed me off a little bit.
Why?
It froze up on me. Twice. I was a little upset about
That's not fun.
Especially considering it's like Lunar, it doesn't have save points or anything like that. It's like a you save whenever, and there's no checkpoints or anything either. So, yeah, apparently it was a lot longer before than I thought it was since my last save. I lost probably like 2-3 hours worth of gameplay.
Ouch.
And yeah. That so needless sucks. To say, I'm saving a lot now.
Uh-huh.
And after I saw how far back I was, I probably didn't play the game for about a week. And then got back into it just last night. So I'm almost back to where I was when the game froze up on me. But I was a little bit disappointed in that. It's like, man, this game has been so awesome so far, and then something like this happens.
Okay, but, can you talk to me? I mean, just give me a little, a few seconds on this. Tell me about Galleon, man. Like, how is it?
What do you want to know? I mean, you want to
just review him, like, how's the voice actor portray him?
So far, I'm not to the point where, where we get to know Galleon to based on what he ends up being.
Right.
I'm not to that point yet. I just got, I just finished up Vayne, and he gave me my little mission, and right now his voice actor is, he's okay. He's not bad. He's not as good as in the previous ones, I don't think. But I think that's, you could say that about most of the voice actors in the game.
Yeah.
But in reality, I mean, it's, I don't know if it was like this or not in the last one, in Silver Star Story, but it seems like there's a lot less of those anime cutscenes that are like fully voiced and shit. I don't know. I got to go back and I got to play the PlayStation one a little bit more just so I could see again and how it works out. But it really seems like there's less of the anime cutscenes in it. But, I mean, it makes up for it with how much more streamlined the game is and how much better it looks.
Right.
And the limit breaks are awesome. I'm sorry. Let's see what else. Half Minute Hero, played some more of that. The game is so cool. And then I broke out a little emulation. I played some Foxanadu for the NES.
I remember that game.
Yeah, that game was awesome. Yeah. It's like, if you liked Adventure of Link, you will love Foxanadu, because it's like what Adventure of Link should have been.
Is it paying homage to Link?
I think Foxanadu might have come out before Zelda 2 did. I don't know. I'd have to look that up. But anyway, it was one of my favorite Nintendo games back in the day. So it was really cool to pick that back up again. And I think that is about it. I have not gotten the DLC, the new DLC for Mass Effect 2 yet. But I'll probably do that over the weekend and play it some.
Word around the street so far?
This not is like very impressive.
Some people's thoughts? No.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
That's very, very
you
sad.
You talking about the Mako type one or the one with the new
character? The hammerhead. That's what we're talking about, the hammerhead.
I didn't impress me when I saw the videos. At first, I was like, that's cool. And then it's just the thing driving around, shooting something.
Yeah, and apparently that's pretty much what it is.
Yeah.
So, it's free, so I don't mind. But, if I had to pay for it,
free
I'd
is
be
always
upset.
Good. So.
But
free, I like free.
And now there's that countdown on their site. What do you think that's all about?
Mass Effect 2 for PS3.
Okay, dude. Seriously, that shit's not gonna happen.
Oh, it's happening.
Oh man,
it's not gonna
happen. I would laugh so hard.
If that fucking happens, I will fucking sing Lady Gaga on the show.
Oh my god!
Please don't. There's no way. No way.
It's going to be announced this year.
Never.
We'll see.
Oh, man.
Especially not this year.
Well, I'm going to pass it back to Jeff for news.
Well, news is... I'm going to predict some news that Travis will be very embarrassed when he sings Lady Gaga on the show and ships me a game of my choice later this year. But anywho, not much happened in this past week. The Nintendo kind of... Well, this is the eve. I guess the DSi XL comes out this Sunday, I believe.
Yeah,
so
it comes out
yesterday, if you're listening to this. If this makes it out by Monday. if not, that probably means Chris is now a daddy. So, just saying that. Just so you guys hear this.
thanks for covering me for me, buddy. I appreciate it.
But,
I love you, man.
So, this thing isn't even out yet, and Nintendo announced their 3DS, I think is what it's called.
Yeah.
Is it 3DS?
The successor?
Yeah, it's a successor to the DS. It's going to be apparently 3D. It's going to have a camera. I don't know. Do you guys understand how they... Like, they haven't really explained how it's going to work. It's going to be about as powerful as a GameCube. So it is a step. It is an actual like new tech. It's
It sounds like it's new tech. They were talking about two different screens, and you know that they're going to like lower the like reduce the size of the seam between the screens. As powerful as a GameCube. It's going to use carts still, and it's going to be about the same size as the DS carts, but have like a different. You know, it's going to be a different cart, just be the same size. But apparently, you're still going to be able to play DS games, so that's good.
That's awesome.
And then apparently, they have some motion control tech in there as well.
So now, is this supposed to be the next generation of the DS?
Yes, that's pretty much what it sounds like.
Okay. And the idea is that it's going to be that, you know, they're talking about 3D effects without the need for glasses.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work.
I'm not exactly sure how it's going to work, but there's a video on YouTube about this game that came out in Japan. It's a DSiWare game that's not coming here, I guess. I don't know, but it uses the camera to kind of sense changes in the background, like when you move the DS, and it's 3D into the screen, not like coming out of the screen. So the first thing that I think of is it kind of reminds me of Virtual Boy, because it's got like that 3D going into the screen. It's like it looks like it's 3D like past
like depth,
the screen.
Kind of, yeah.
You know, and if you watch the video, I'll put it in the show notes. But if you watch the video, it actually, as you move the DS around, you can see the room that you're in moving around in 3D. So it's like you could probably like look around corners and shit like that. And the 3D would actually be happening in like kind of like in the background instead of like coming out towards you like we're used to. So I guess it could work like that. The other thought is that
it sounds kind of horrible. It sounds like you just vomit all over you. Like a sense of like you just like get dizzy. Oh, this is radical.
I'm not going to judge until I see it. I mean, I think all this crap, Nintendo is the king of gimmicks. All right. And that's, this is just another gimmick. However, I do acknowledge the fact that I'll end up buying it anyway.
Dude, everyone said the DS was a gimmick. Everybody thought the thing was going to fall on its face. And yeah.
Well, I think that it's gimmicky. However, I don't think I never thought it would fall on its face. It's a Nintendo portable. Of course, it's going to sell millions.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
You know,
and I'm going to tell you what, I'm a fan of portable Nintendo for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And I don't think this is going to be any different. I mean, it may be a gimmick, and that's, you know, chances are it is, and chances are you'll get just as much shovelware on the 3DS as you do the DS. I have no doubt about that. But I mean, the tech looks kind of cool. At least the tech that I'm seeing from the DSiWare game that I saw. So that's one of the things that people are talking about. And the other thing is like something with like dual layer like screens, so that it actually I'm not sure how that would work, but and if it would actually show a 3D picture, but you know,
kind of like Leia from Star Wars.
yeah. Or like what was that 3D that hologram game back in the day that you can play in arcades? Time Cowboy. It was made by Sega. They had two of them. There was like one where you're like a cowboy, and there's one where you're a ninja. They're like hologram games.
Yeah.
You guys remember these?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
They're really, really dumb games.
You sure didn't think about that last night while y'all were drinking?
that could very well be
a 3D game with cowboys and ninjas.
Yeah, man.
Could be. Yeah,
should throw in pirates just for the hell of it.
That Sailor Jerry was your health pickup. It was great.
Oh man, that's an excellent dude. We need to copyright that shit and make an XNA game right
that's
now.
That's right. That's cool.
Nice.
But yeah, so that's kind of the idea that I've seen so far. My biggest question is cost. How much is that thing gonna be?
$230.
It's gonna be two something, that's for sure.
Hey,
I have
Rican,
no doubt about that.
I farted.
That was a fat.
That was a fat.
Okay, I'm gonna blow your minds. $199, count it.
I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if it was $199, but I could see $250. I could see between $199 and $250.
Get our brand new portable console for the price of a Wii.
Nice.
Bam.
I guess we'll see. You know, it's going to be at E3, so hopefully.
I was just about to mention that's really cool that now we have something to be kind of excited about for the Nintendo press conference when it comes up, because I wasn't excited last year.
Oh god.
Yeah,
no.
Now they're actually going to have something to show off, and
yeah.
You know, I'm you know, Jason and I and hopefully Jeff and you know, Travis, I know that you're not going to be able to make it. We talked about this a little bit, but hopefully we'll be at E3 and we'll be sending back reports, and if yeah. by some miracle Travis gets to go too, then you know, there we go.
Yeah, but most likely I'll be awesome. I'll be manning
if
the
not,
offices
holding down
here
the fort.
Holding yeah. down Indus Tower.
Indus Tower.
Indus yeah, Tower. Might have, yeah.
Hopefully I can make it. If I can, I'll be holding down the Canadian district, the branch.
That's right. Canadian branch.
The Canadian yeah. branch of Indus Tower.
That's right. Shit needs to be stable,
baby.
Yo.
That's right.
Indus International.
That's basically all the news, though, man. We didn't really there wasn't much that happened. Like,
yeah,
last week.
There was one thing and I really wanted to well. Mention really, really fast, and that's it. Mm-hmm. That and I didn't mention this all before we started the show because I just thought about it. But the other piece of DLC for Mass Effect 2 that we talked about last week, apparently mm-hmm. it is premium. It is going to cost, I think they said $8 or $7.
That's the character one, right?
Yeah, the character one, yeah. And. So I guess I'm a little disappointed that it's not free, but I can't
yeah.
I can't really shake a stick at the fact that they've given us a bunch of free shit already. So
yeah.
You know, when it comes out, I will probably buy it because Mass Effect 2 is going to be 2010 Indus Game of the Year, but you know,
it's
just
very
saying.
Possible.
Just
got to get past Super Street Fighter 4 though.
Every year yeah, it's got to get past Super Street Fighter 4. Dude, this is crazy. I can't believe we're only in like March and there's already like four games that are Game of the Year worthy.
Yeah, no doubt.
Like
no
like doubt. Legitimate Game of the Year worthy.
I agree.
It's insane.
That's good stuff. That's a good year of gaming right there. Cool. All right, let's take a break.
So yeah, let's take a break.
Yeah, we're not even doing a who gives a shit. We're trying to get
who gives a shit.
Hey, Bobby Kotick said something this week.
Wait, really? What
just,
he said?
I have no idea. It's just a good lead-in for who gives a shit. That's all.
Someone just yelled, "I do," in the other room.
Nice. So yeah, let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll do our contest entries, and then we'll do listener email, new releases, listener email, and a new question of the week. So stay with us.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Good.
It's time to wake up.
Hello, internet. I wanted to take a second and talk to you guys about.
Hey. What you doing?
Kind of in the middle of something, working on promoting the podcast, you know?
Really? That's what we're calling it now?
It's kind of...
Really? It's just an hour and a half of two huge dorks and a Mexican bullshitting about movies, music, and video games live on the internet every Thursday.
As I was saying, you can check us out at www.x...
Hey, buddies. What are you guys doing?
Recording a promo for the podcast... Or at least trying to, without you guys fucking interrupting me.
Is that really what we're calling it now? I mean, really, it's just an hour and a half of two white bitches and me talking about musics, movies, and video games, and it's broadcast every Thursday.
Just go to expletivedeletedpodcast.com. Fuck.
And welcome back.
Your face, welcome back.
Your mom's face, welcome back.
Oh, there you did. I set you up and you did it.
Yeah. All right, so...
Wootage.
We were planning on doing both the No More Heroes like one-liner contest and the beer commercial contest today, but I am really disappointed with the number of entries that we got for No More Heroes, so we're going to extend that one for a week. You guys got to do better than this.
You guys
got
to do
we
better
We only
than
got
this.
Two entries. Come on.
Yeah, let's just put it this way. If you enter, more of a chance you have it winning because it's right now there's only two people going head to head.
That's right.
You don't want it to be that easy for them to win.
And right. those two guys right now are going, no, no, yeah. I like 50-50.
No, come on, let's do it now. But no, seriously, guys, if you have a Wii and you don't have this game, it's awesome. So you need to get these entries in. No More Heroes is probably one of the best games on the Wii, so get to it. With that said, I'm going to pass the show to Travis so we can do some beer commercials.
Beer commercial time. All right.
Bring in the bikini women snowboarding.
All right. I'm going to try to read these word for word, even if they do like kind of like, you know, effects and everything. So I'll talk it out. And a lot of these have like multiple people. So I'm not going to try to do voices too well, but we'll see how it goes. Okay. Anyway, the first one comes from, let's see, I believe it's Ryan, the winner of a... The last contest, the God of War contest.
Cool.
Right. We got to be extra critical on this guy because for him to win yeah. two months in a row, he's got to be. It's got to yeah. be really good if he wins two months in a row.
All right, so commercial for Burly Brew. The setting, a romantic soft rock playing in the background. A couple is heard lightly giggling. He says, "Hey, babe, let's take the party to the bedroom." She says, okay. The music fades out, and the music fades back in to indicate a room change, but it's still romantic soft rock. She says, "Oh, baby." He says, "Hey, babe, did you drink one of my Burly Brews?" And then the 80s soft rock turns into a rock solo shred. And her overly aggressive tone, she says, "Hold tight, dumpling. I'm going to take you for a ride."
What?
Okay.
He says, whoa, wait a minute. Where did you get that? I don't think this is a good... Ah! And she says, "That's what I'm talking about. Ooh." Okay. Fade out to the guy protesting to the girl and her dominating him. 2 seconds silence, and she says, "Burly Brew." Sound of a beer can opening. And then she says, "It'll make a man out of you."
Oh, God.
In commercial.
That's not right.
Oh, that's
not
totally
right at all.
Not right. "It'll make a man out of you."
Going on to the next contestant.
Girl's a beard.
That was bad. "It'll make a man out of you." Put hair in the
this
chest.
This is from Rick, aka Fish with a PH 360. His is for Hoogass Brown Ale commercial. A man comes home, and I'm going to give him props, man. Like, he sent us a PDF file, and it's literally like in the format of a script. So good on him for doing that. Hoogass Brown Ale commercial. A man comes home after a bad day at work, plops down on his couch, and turns on his TV. A PS3 commercial is just ending as another commercial comes in, and it's a salesman. "Are you at a dead-end job and feel as if you have the world on your shoulders?" The man nods. "Are you sick and tired of traffic, healthcare issues, and sending your Xbox in for Red Ring repairs?" Yeah? "Do you suspect your wife is having an online affair because of your erectile dysfunction?" Well, you deserve a Hoogass Brown Ale. The man looks up to the screen at interest. TV shows the beer being poured into a frosty glass. "Let its rich, creamy character and sweet honey taste bring you a mild inebriation that helps transport you to a better state of mind."
Mild inebriation.
The man is sitting on the edge of the couch now with great interest. Hoogass gives you the power to forget your problems, urinate in public, and yell, "You don't know about me, and you don't know anything about me," at the top of your lungs. The man, smiling, stands up, reaching into his pocket for his keys. So grab yourself a Hoogass, because at the end of the day, really, who gives a shit? The man leaves the room to head out for his truck. Remember, the Gamer Cave Brewing Company encourage you to drink responsibly.
I like that.
Nice.
That was good.
The end. Very good. Very good. Clever.
I like Hoogass.
The next one comes from JG92, a.k.a. as Jake Gray. He starts off with his, "Had a rough day at work. Are you having a very who-gives-a-shit day? Well, say yes to a bottle of In This Feast. Suck on this to make the day's troubles just fall away. After a few of these babies, that walk home will have never been so fun. You'll access parts of the brain that you don't even know. You'll know how to sing like Lionel Richie, solve global warming, and finish Ratchet and Clank Future in 2 hours and 42 minutes. In This Feast, it's not a who-gives-a-shit beer. Not available in Canada."
Which is actually true right now. So
it is. That is pretty funny.
That's good.
No, all right, okay. Jack Bauer sends us one.
Yak.
It starts off as, "Do you have low standards? Are you easily impressed? If yes, then you need to try a mouthful of the dog's bollocks." Brewed in a questionable environment somewhere in an unknown area of Atlanta, the dog's bollocks is the only equivalent to drinking someone else's urine.
Oh, Jesus.
The easily identifiable taste of sweet honey will send your spastic colon crazy, whilst the rich, creamy finish will give you the lazy eye. Bollocks, the only drink that'll give you nightmares. Try Bollocks now for the low, low price of $99.99 Anal seepage guaranteed.
Oh, man. Jesus, Jack.
Oh, that is bad. Anal seepage.
That's a dirty bastard
right
there.
That is a dirty bastard.
But I love him so much. Okay, this next one's going to be tough. Because there's like six characters in it.
Oh, wow.
And funny, like, it's everybody but me. I guess. I don't know. It's weird. Okay, anyway. It's from Greg Schnabel.
All right.
Okay, now what I'm going to do, I'm going to say the person's name who's reading the line first, because there's like a lot of people. All right. Hey, guys, here's my commercial for Chris's beer. I don't want to give away the name until the end of the commercial, and it seems like it's in the form of the old school Budweiser commercials. All right, so it starts off. Real man of genius. Jason, genius? Come on. Anybody who's talked to him before more than 5 minutes knows that's bullshit. Jeff, very true. Crystal, and man? I mean, I'm carrying this child, and it's hard for me to say that.
Oh, Jesus.
Jeff says, damn. And then the singer says, real pansies of mediocre intelligence. Crystal, that's still being awful generous, but go on. We thank you, inventor. And Lisa says, whoa, thank him? I had to stay up all night listening to Jason in the bathroom puking. Crystal, sorry about that. Look on the bright side. At least he didn't wind up in a hospital like Travis. Has he gotten out of ICU yet? The singer says, what? Fuck this. The announcer says, hey, wait. We don't get paid unless we finish. Jason, yeah, about that. You gotta be kidding me. Fuck it. Drink Fantasy Star Brown Ale. Jeff, due to legal reasons, we got to change the name. Anybody else have any ideas for a new name? The announcer says, okay, how about this then? You're lucky if the shit don't put you in the hospital brown ale. Official beer of Indusfest 2.
Indusfest!
Chris
2!
Oh, man. Did you guys miss the part where, like, some people actually enjoyed it? That's
it's
all right.
Funny. It's more. It's more fun to make, even if it does taste really good. To just say it sucks.
Dude, I'm just playing, man. I could take it. I'm a good sport.
I know you are. Have
that
fun
was really hard to
Chronicles.
Read, by the way. Like extremely hard. All right, and then our final entry comes from Jeff's brother, the Great Necro. Okay. And he wants to add a note. The word is fail. But it's F-A-L. So, but it's supposed to be read as fail. Cheesy infomercial music. Hey there, folks. Don't touch that dial. Yes, we got a great treat for you. And it's two announcers, by the way. So, take a minute from your nightly routine of browsing bestiality porn at 3 a.m. and come and learn about our wonderful product. So what do we have today? Please tell me it has to do with something about young Filipino men and massage oil.
What the fuck?
He spelled
not
Filipino
exactly.
wrong too, by the way.
not exactly, but we do have something that'll make you forget you are a disgusting pervert. So enough teasing. What's our product? A wonderful new ale that is sure to knock your socks off with its bold flavor. Ladies and gents, I introduce you to White Knight Fail. White Knight Fail, you say? Sounds delicious. What's in it? Well, we start out with a sweet honey nut brown ale with a complex, rich, and creamy character. The honey taste is easily identified and the most prevalent taste in the brew. The beer clocks in at 5.5% alcohol by volume.
Dude, did he just like copy and paste that from our post? Jesus.
But that is not all we have. We have some special ingredients that does make this our own. What makes it so unique? Well, we harvest all the best hype from the fanboy fields of Roswell, Georgia. Next, we mix in some mediocrity that comes with only the that comes from the fine folks at Single Player Industries. Finally, we top it all off with a heavy dose of fail dust made right here on level 5 of our factory.
That's pretty funny.
Wow, that does sound great. Sure does. Drink enough of this and you'll be all you will totally forget about all those shameful moments, like when you laughed at your mother making farting noises out of her vagina.
That's just wrong.
Hey, that was one time, and well, folks, just a moment of our line, just a moment, our lines will open up for the price of $60 plus tax. You too can try White Knight Fail and all it has to offer. Good night, folks, and buy White Knight Fail.
Oh, gross.
That was gross.
Is that it? Is that all of them?
That's all of them.
Yeah. So we got to pick a winner out of those ones?
Yeah. So
it's tough.
So we're going to pause and come back in a second with our winner.
Well, we can just, let's just discuss it. May as well.
No, let's do it. Let's just riff, man. Let's do it. Let's knock it out.
All right.
Yeah, it's just might as well.
It's hard. A lot of these are really good.
They are really good, but there's one of them that sticks out in my mind that I actually see as being an actual commercial, and I don't know, the Who Gas one, that one sticks out for me, and I like the name of it is awesome, Who Gas.
Yeah, that's actually the one that caught my eye the most, is the Who Gas one, so that kind of gets my vote too.
They're all good, they all have parts
in
it.
Yeah, they're all funny.
Can we make like a 10-minute long commercial?
And have like all of them?
Yeah, exactly.
With a bunch of different names. See, that's the thing though. I mean,
including the farting vagina.
Here's the thing though. One of the things that really got me is that when I saw the Hugas entry, that was actually once I saw that, I was like, that would actually really work. You know, I could I could call it Hugas Brewing Company. Mm-hmm. You know, that could be like the quote unquote company of what I like, the beer that I brew.
Yeah,
and
true.
And that's kind of what makes me lean towards that because it really works.
Yeah, know? It does.
All right. Well, is that
so? That's what gets my vote. Travis, I want to hear what you have to say though.
Oh man, that's really tough.
I gotta give it to Necro. I mean, besides the fact that I know he's never played White Knight and he's just a bunch of fucking hate, that was really creative and funny.
That was
I really like the clever things he had to add with that. You know, I'll be honest with you, when it comes down to it, like, you know, the moment we got the Who Goss one and like, you know, he also went forth the effort to like, you know, actually make it in, you know, script format, PDF file. Like he went the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
It's definitely one of the two, with Necros being the other one that I was really, really looking forward to making as
a commercial. Who did the one in PDF?
That's the Who Gas.
Okay, and that was who was the writer? Was that the Fish 360 or?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Rick, I believe. Or I'm a douche and I'm saying it wrong.
No, Rick is right. His name's Rick.
Rick is right. Yeah, I'm a badass. But anyway,
so Fish 360 is
you know what? Man, like all of these would be really, really fun to make. I might just talk to Glenn and say, hey, dude, fuck it, we're making all of them. Did I tell you that, Glenn? Yeah, we just decided to make
fun.
All of them.
That'd be cool.
There's only six. It's fine. This is no big deal.
Yeah. So we may make more than one, but we'll see how much time both of us have and everything. But and also seeing the, you know, the extra effort you put into it, yeah, let's give it to Rick.
All right.
Yeah, I agree. We got to give it to Rick. So cool. That is the official name of the beer now. Rick. It's Who Gas Brewing, and it's what did he say it was in the end?
What do you mean?
The actual name of the beer. Did he just
Who Gas?
Yeah, Who Gas Brown Ale.
Okay,
yeah.
Who Gas Brown Ale. All right. So we'll go with that. That sounds good to me, man. See, now I'm as I'm think I'll get to that later, actually, because we do have something to talk about later, but I don't want to spoil it now. But so yeah, congratulations to Rick. I will be posting that you were the winner on the website probably tomorrow, and sending you your $20 gift card within the next few days. And yeah, thanks for entering, everybody, and thanks for entertaining us for a show. That was pretty awesome.
Yep. And we're gonna make that shit. We're gonna make that shit cool. For real. We're excited.
Travis, you want to talk about next month's contest?
Yeah, I'm really excited about it.
This one should be a little easier, I think.
Yeah, we're gonna take it easy on you guys, because this time we want a lot. We want to do something real easy and get a lot of entries to where we can just kind of like, you know, just, you know, laugh even more. But, you know, we've been giving you some tough stuff, like writing a script or writing an ESRB full description and whatnot. But, you know, what we're going to do this time, so far with all the games that have come out, and Jeff and Chris both touched on it, that, you know, it's March already, and we have four solid contenders for Game of the Year. But on top of that, there's been some other, you know, damn good games as well. I mean, I think we all would agree with that. So that being said, what we want to do is we want you guys to write a review for any of the games that, you know, have been available for us to play. But, like I said, we're going to make it easier. So, you have to review the game in 5 words. 5 words. No more, no less. Make it funny.
Does IA and all that stuff count as a word? Of all count? Just to clarify?
Yeah.
As long as it's a word.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah.
5 games in 5 words.
Well, 1 game.
Oh, you just want 1 game? Oh, yes, I thought you wanted 5 games in 5 words.
No, one game.
So 1 game in 5 words. There you go.
Pick any of the games that have come out. I mean, I guess we can, like, whenever the what's the date that we're actually gonna, you know, read the entries up to that date. Any of the games that have come out up to that date. So,
well, I don't even care if they do something later than that. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Anything coming out this year, any five words.
Yeah.
Anything this year.
Yeah,
okay.
And you're going to actually have 5 weeks to do this one. We're going to make the deadline date April 29th. And that is the last Thursday of April. That is the last show that we will record in the month of April. So you have until then. So yeah, get the entries in. That should be cool.
I'm pumped.
Awesome. Good this stuff. Show's going. This is one of our shortest shows in history.
It might be, yeah. Besides the one that we recorded. Oh. In Mark's basement.
Yeah, yeah. So what's next? New releases?
New releases. I think I have a voicemail from Mr. Repeat. Let me get that out.
Okay, so there's a couple of interesting releases this week, and a little something-something for Jeff as well. So the first up interesting releases we have again for the DS, which is made by Sing, the recently company that went bankrupt, unfortunately. They're probably best known for making Hotel Dusk. They also made another Code series as well, which was quite good. So yes, it looks very much in the same vein as Hotel Dusk, so if you enjoyed that game, buy it. Maybe you can claw them out of bankruptcy, though probably not. Second up, we have Sakura Wars, So Long My Love. Now this is for PS2 and Wii. The PS2 one costs a little bit extra because you get dual voice tracks, you get English and Japanese. I believe it comes on 2 discs actually, which is kind of strange, but yeah. Now this is a strategy RPG / dating sim. It's set in 1920s New York, so by day you're a guy leading a musical troupe, which they use to cover their nighttime activities, where they fight things in mechs. Yeah. Okay, nice. Japan, whatever. But yeah, apparently it's from a long-running series in Japan. They really seem to like it. First time it's ever made it over here. So it might be worth checking out. And finally, Jeff's little game. Yes, the masturbatory aid of Dead or Alive Beach Volleyball is hitting the music. And yeah, well, at least Tecmo's admitting this game is for beating your meat to. That's all I've got to say about it. It's kind of disturbing.
That's awesome. I actually heard that PS Nation did an interview with the people that translated Sakura Wars, and I don't know if this is right or not, but I heard that the gameplay was actually kind of like Valkyria Chronicles, which kind of makes me interested in it, but I need to get some more information on it before I do that. So, all right, let's fill in some gaps. I didn't hear his first one because I didn't have my earbud in, but so if I repeat it, I'm sorry. PS3 is getting Prison Break, The Conspiracy. PSP, he already mentioned, Dead or Alive.
Was that like the TV show?
Yeah, it's the TV show. Prison Break, The Conspiracy, it's the TV show.
Ugh.
Sounds great, doesn't it?
Ugh.
Tell us how you really feel, Travis. Let's see here. PS2 is already mentioned, Sakura Wars. And let's see, for 360, we have Prison Break, The Conspiracy, and Mega Man 10 comes out next week. And my list says Xenoclash is coming next week, too. I'm not sure if that's accurate or not. But I guess we'll find out. For the Wii, WarioWare DIY, Free Running, Sushi Go Round, that sounds great, and Dance Sensation. Perfect lineup for the Wii. For the DS, we have America's Test Kitchen, Let's Get Cooking. The DS Extra Large comes out on Sunday, actually, so we'll see what happens with that. WarioWare DIY, Sushi Go Round, again. I don't know what, it's just called Again. Okay. And Brave Shaman's Challenge.
Don't care again.
I don't care again. That's good. All right. For PC, let's see here. We have Mount and Blade Warband.
That's got to hurt.
Yeah, I know, right? Prison Break, The Conspiracy. I'm Not Alive. Oh, wait. That just says March 2010. So chances are that's not coming out. That is about it.
That's it?
Hmm. Yeah, there's a Borderlands add-on pack is coming out for both 360 and PC as well.
Hmm.
So that is it. Pick of the week.
Oh,
MGC swag, baby.
MGC swag. You know what I might actually pick up this week? Maybe is Red Steel 2. I'm reading some good things about it.
Yeah, you know, I saw a review on it. And it actually got pretty good marks considering. Doesn't it come with
the Wii Motion Plus?
Yeah. Yeah, it comes with Wii Motion Plus. So that's that's interesting. Is it a $50 or a $60 price tag?
That's a good question. I do not know. But I saw it at EB. I totally forgot it came out, and I was looking at it. I almost bought it, but it looks cool. I don't know. And the reviews say it's pretty decent.
Well,
a lot better than the first one. So.
Yeah, the first one sucked, so it's got to be better than the first one. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we'll see, man. Hopefully,
if not, pick up
Dead
or Alive Beach Volleyball for PSP.
There you go.
I'm kind of serious. If it still plays the same way as the first one did, like I didn't play the second one, then it is actually a good volleyball game. But if they concentrated more on the boobs and taking pictures of the girls and stuff, then it's probably not going to be that good.
It's probably going to be crap.
I don't know. Probably.
God
of War 3 again.
I'm going to go with if you have an Xbox and you don't already have Mega Man 10, get Mega Man 10.
Cool.
Travis?
Right. MGC swag, man.
All right, cool. Well, that is our new releases for next week. So, Travis, I'm going to pass it back to you so we can do some emails.
All right. First one comes from Fergus1001. He says, Dear Indus, I'm very shocked at the news of the Modern Warfare 2 stimulus package being 1,200 Microsoft points.
Yeah.
Activision literally rubbed their sweaty balls in my face with this. They must be retarded. To say the least, all the Mac packs are usually 800. Well, for me, that's the last straw. I just got Battlefield Bad Company 2, whoop, whoop, and Bioshock 2 at GameStop for $250 each with some trade-in offer, Needless to say, I'm moving on to greener pastures. All the best, Fergus 1001. P.S. I know this is the wrong podcast, but punch, punch, go! Take that, Showbot.
Nice. I think people are switching over to Battlefield.
Dude,
a lot of people are.
A lot of people that were playing Modern Warfare when that came out are all playing Battlefield now.
Dude, I'm serious.
I am gonna pick it up. Don't worry.
It's the fucking truth, dude. It's
so
awesome.
So Travis, you're actually, you know, you're enjoying Battlefield more than Modern Warfare now.
Oh yeah.
Wow, that's cool.
The first weekend with it, I was enjoying it more because you know I'm decent at Modern Warfare, but I'm not good enough to do, you know, to have that, like, you know, 30 to 35 kill death ratio. I'm not like a madman like that in that game. But the thing is, you don't have to be great,
right?
In Battlefield, you know, you don't even care. I can't tell you the last time I looked for my kill death ratio in Battlefield.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's saying something, man. If you're having enough fun where you don't really care if you're dying or not,
It doesn't matter, man.
That's pretty awesome.
It doesn't matter.
That's
it's
cool.
Battlefield. You're going to die a lot. You're going to. So.
Cool. That's way too expensive, though. $15 for three new maps is bullshit.
That's Activision for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I think it was last week.
I guess technically it's 5
about
maps, but 2 of them are remakes. So that doesn't count.
Oh, yeah.
Three releases, yeah.
I know last week we were talking about Assassin's Creed on the PC. And, you know, we were talking about the price tag of it, the $60 price tag. And I stopped myself from saying fucking Activision. because they're the ones that started it. They're the first. Modern Warfare 2 was the first game where the normal version of the game carried a $60 price tag for PC.
That's rough.
And it's and now we're gonna see it all the time, and PC gamers are gonna be seeing $60 price tags all over the place. I don't like it. All right, cool. Move on.
All right. Be Wrong comes in. He says, I'll be trimming this down on my questions since you guys are cutting down on email time. On to my questions. Number one, the best loading screen in a game.
Oh, God.
That's a weird question.
Which is the one that you got to play that shmup?
Yeah, there was a loading screen on, I think it was Tekken. Tekken and Tekken 2 allowed you to play, like, one of them was Galaxian and the other one was Galaga.
Yeah.
A challenge stage. And while it was loading, it would let you play the game. That was kind of cool.
Loading screens in Metal Gear were kind of cool. Well, they looked really nice.
Well,
the installing ones.
Yeah, same as Heavy Rain. Those look good.
True. What did they do?
Bayonetta's was cool.
Yeah, because you actually got to test out combos.
I'd say Bayonetta's my favorite.
Bayonetta's pretty cool.
You got to do something.
I'm old school, man. I love the fucking, like, Resident Evil, like the doors opening and everything.
Yeah.
That drove me nuts.
And people hated on them things, but I think it was a good way to kind of quote unquote hide down the low times. It was neat because, like, I remember even in Resident Evil 2, they only do it one time. I don't remember them doing it in one. They only do it one time in two, and they do it kind of in the beginning, like before you even make it to the police station. Spoilers, there's a police station. And you, like, you open the door, and all of a sudden there's a zombie right in your face behind the door, and they only do it one time. So every time you open the door throughout the rest of the game, you're expecting a zombie to pop out, and it never happens. It never happens. So it kind of makes you tense when you're watching those loading screens. And it was brilliant. It was a great move by Capcom. I really enjoyed that. So I love those loading screens, for real.
Cool. Yeah, I was going to point out one that's similar. Symphony of the Night had two different loading screens to it. When it was actually loading the game, like when you load your save game, it would say now loading. And using the D-pad, you can actually manipulate the text, which is nothing really. But for some reason, it entertained me at the time. The other thing is that, like, during gameplay, their load screens were actually rooms on the map. And you would, as you were running across the room, you would see, like, a little symbol at the top that said CD. And it was basically, like, now loading, you know?
Yeah.
And it would load the next area while you were in that room. And
cool.
I thought it was really cool. You know, it really made it seem like the game never loaded.
Right.
The other one that I was going to say was Final Fantasy 13. I like when you're loading up your save game, it basically gives you a rundown or a summary.
Rundown, that is pretty cool. Yeah.
This is basically what's happened up to now. Because
if it wasn't for that, I probably wouldn't even understand the story at all.
Pretty much, yeah. Basically takes the data pad or something like that. It takes like the last entry out of the data pad and it throws it up on the screen for you. And that's valuable stuff. I like that.
Cool.
Neato. All right. And his next question, highly recommended 16-bit game.
I always recommend Gunstar Heroes. Like
That's a good one.
Yeah,
that is a good one.
Like, everyone has to play that game.
Yeah, that's a really, really good one. Shit. Travis, go ahead, man. You have one?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, me too. Part of me wants to say like Chrono Trigger, because that's just a
I'm trying not to go obvious.
Yeah. If I'm gonna try not to go obvious, I would go with something like.
I don't know.
It's really, really hard. That's
it
really,
is tough.
16-bit
really is like.
I'm gonna throw one out there. Herzog's Vi. Most people probably have never heard of it.
Herzog's Vi. That was pretty cool. That was like the first RTS.
One.
Yeah, it was the first real-time strategy game. Came out on the Genesis. It was pretty fucking awesome.
That was.
You know,
cool.
I think
it's
I played that.
It's really, really cool,
it was
man.
Like top down. You can play it split screen two player.
Yeah, you can play split screen two player, and you flew. Yeah, and the jet could transform into a little robot on the ground.
Yeah,
and you could destroy enemy units as the creator of all the map and everything like that. So, really cool game. Very, very, very cool.
All right. Well, you guys had two Genesis ones. I'll throw in a SNES. Illusion of Gaia.
All right.
One of the best action RPGs that no one ever played on the SNES.
Okay. All right.
Good game.
I've never
would you recommend that over Secret of Mana?
You know what?
Else? You know what? I couldn't get into Secret of Mana.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know what it was.
I would recommend too is just to, like, the game is actually really, really good, and especially shows you what 16-bit could do. I don't even know if they hold up anymore, but the Aladdin game for Sega Genesis was
good call.
That game was amazing.
Yeah, the best animation was really,
best 16-bit
really
music.
Yeah, the music was awesome. The graphics were freaking...
Yeah, and,
for
and
the time,
honestly, this
great.
Is one of the ones where you should get the Genesis version over the Super NES version.
Oh, the
version.
Genesis version
Absolutely.
Is better than the Super
yeah,
Nintendo
Yeah, Genesis
one,
version
sure.
was so much better than the Super yeah. NES version.
Yeah.
And another game like that is Out of This World, if you guys have ever played that.
Oh, yeah, the flashback Out of This World, those games are all good.
That was actually... Oh, Blackthorn. Did you ever play Blackthorn?
Blackthorn was great.
Yeah.
I love his move where he just shoots the guy behind you with a shotgun.
Yeah,
where he just bangs his arm back. Yeah, that's cool.
There's so many good 16-bit man games.
Yeah, there are.
We could make a show out of that. Seriously.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's like, now we're thinking. It's like, all right, nostalgic question of the week coming up. I see where this is going.
All right, another email. I'm going to dig into our mailbag real quick from Massive Axe 3. It says, hey, yo, I have a two-part question for the crew this week regarding music in games. What is your favorite soundtrack in a video game, and what is the music and is the music in a game important for you? He says, for me personally, music is a key element to video games, and bad or inappropriately placed music can sometimes ruin a game. Also, this excludes shitty music games like Guitar Hero, of course.
He says,
we're talking real games here, guys. Fantastic show, Massive Axe 3. So, first question, favorite soundtrack, and then, of course, is it important for you for good music to be in a game?
Mine's going to be obvious.
Well, Symphony of the Night.
Symphony of
sure
the Night. I mean, the music in that game, there's a reason that is my favorite game of all time. Not only because it is a really great Castlevania game, because they did so much right, and the music is just one more of those things that they did right. It just so fitting to the environment, and hell yes, it makes a difference.
To me, it doesn't really make a difference. Like, it's not important to me, but a bad soundtrack will ruin some experiences, whereas a great soundtrack just enhances an already good one, I guess. Like, Marvel vs. Capcom 2, I think, has an absolutely terrible soundtrack. But I can't get it out of my head when I start playing it. But yeah, but I'm not going to play the game. I don't really have a favorite. I have a favorite style. Like, I love kind of like monks and kind of chanting type music. That's like orchestral. Yeah, I was going to say the Halo theme is fucking. I don't care.
It's really good.
That game is a really, really like that song. Sorry, is really, really good. Sticks in your head. Everyone knows it. And dude, God of War 3's got a really good soundtrack. Like,
yeah,
it really is good.
Yeah, I love that type of like giant, like on a big scale orchestra type thing.
And that's the thing.
Anything like that really, really like I'm like sticks out in my mind.
Yeah, and the music really has to fit the game, because if you're in like this weird environment that's really dark and there's like this happy music in the background, it's just weird, you know. And a Mass Effect is another example of one that's really good.
Yeah,
that's
really good.
So. Yeah.
Hell, or like Portal. Come on.
Portal, yeah.
placement's really important, too. Like, to bring up Halo. Like, you know, there's really not that much music during the gameplay.
But
you'll hop into a Warthog and you'll start driving off, and all of a sudden, you're like, oh shit, it's going now. Like, you start getting pumped, you know?
I felt kind of awkward though when they threw in Breaking Benjamin in Halo 2, and they actually put it in the game. I was like, this doesn't really fit Halo, but it's
weird.
Towards the end of the game, and it kicks into the. It's a really good song where they kick into like the electric guitar kicks in. I'm like,
ooh.
It's at a really like fast paced moment, but I was just kind of like, weird. They used a licensed song in Halo, which is just not like them. Anywho,
the song stood the test of time.
Yes.
For me, since this game came out, it's been my favorite soundtrack, Metal Gear Solid The Deuce.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay. Metal Gear Solid 2, my favorite soundtrack ever. Dun, Harry Gregson-Williams. I mean, he's done from Metal Gear Solid 2 on, but Harry Gregson-Williams, man, he's amazing. So, yeah, that opening theme. Wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, wah. I mean, dude, that's a shit, man.
Nice.
Yeah,
cool.
I like it. So
very cool.
What was the second question?
Does it matter?
Well,
oh, yeah,
we
already answered that.
Is it important?
Yeah.
So we kind of answered that along the way.
Cool. Deal. Well, that's all we're going to do for emails right now. I heard we have a mail of the voice variety.
We do have a voicemail.
Nice. How did I know that?
I think you guys are going to get a kick out of this one. Here we go.
I don't know if I'll come to the right fucking number. But anyways, if this is in this, you guys are cool. Not that cool, but you're fucking awesome.
Is that
that
cool?
That sounds like a fucking idiot. But hey, I'm from another moose country like Jeff, so hey, who gives a shit? And today, I'm going to talk about gaming. I just finished one of the coolest games I've ever played, and that's real-time fucking curling, dudes. If you haven't tried it, do. And if you can drink at the same time, holy shit, you should. I don't know.
You have to drink and curl.
Like I said, I got the fucking message when I called this number. I don't know if it's right, but damn it, if this isn't in this... Ah, shit, I've made a fool of myself so many times, so this just counts as one of them, so I'm sorry, but, oh yeah, Jeff, Chris, oh, Jason, you're probably in the background, and Travis, you never talked to me, but anyways, you guys were awesome, keep it up, no more Mass Effect, because now that God of War is out, I bet that'll be the shit, and we get Street Fighter 4, Super Street Fighter 4 coming up very soon.
Mm-hmm. Game with you.
hell yeah, I suck. I suck so bad at that game, at Street Fighter 4. But hell, I think it's fun. Hope I didn't give any of those "that's what she said" jokes away. I probably did, because I mean, I've been talking for 2 minutes now, and I can't remember what I've said. But hell, I'm on a bus with a bunch of dudes. It's a sausage fest here. And who the fuck is shit? I've been fucking curling tonight. Watch out, Canada. Norway is coming back with a pooper as a skipper, dude. See ya. Bye.
That was
hey, I wonder if he was
flames.
Was he curling? Was he curling with Chris Bosch?
Curling with Chris Bosch, yeah.
Oh,
I heard
man.
I heard
that
guy's pretty
awesome.
Good.
Yeah, Chris Bosch is a great curler.
He sent me a tweet Poop like the next day after funny. He sent that, and he goes, "Did I send you a drunk dial?" I'm like, "Yes, sir. Yes, you certainly did."
That's awesome.
That's funny.
So thank you, Poop and Flames. Thanks. I appreciate you being a good sport and letting me play it out on the show. Yeah. Not that you had a choice.
That's what you get.
Oh, sweet. All right, all
right,
cool.
Shall we announce a little something right about now?
I think we can do that. we kind of led into it a little bit with this other contest that we did, and we called it The Deuce.
The Deuce.
The Deuce.
A bit of foreshadowing.
So I think we're going to call it Indus Fest.
Indus Fest?
The Deuce.
The Deuce.
Yes,
Deuce.
We are, in fact, doing an Indus Fest The Deuce.
The Deuce, that's right.
And we are still looking at dates right now. Chances are it's going to be the first or second week of November. Because unlike last year where we were doing it on our 100th episode, now it's going to be more around the time of our anniversary. Our anniversary is like the week before Thanksgiving though, which is an American holiday. So we're going to do it, in the first couple weeks of November. So people have time to get back to their families and that kind of stuff. So yeah, we are seriously excited that we're going to be doing it again.
Yeah. Details to come. We don't have everything all perfect, like, you know.
Yeah, not everything like, is decided yet. We're probably going to be setting it up similarly to last year.
Last year, yeah.
But, more details to come in the coming weeks. We wanted to wait until after MGC was over so you guys had something else to look forward to.
So clear your schedule, bitches, because we're going to get drunk.
That's right. And that's actually one of the things I was going to bring up. I think there's going to be a new Hoogas beer at Indus Fest of the Deuce.
Nice.
What?
We're going to put something together
for it.
Pretty
badass.
It'll be awesome.
Cool. I'm excited. Yeah.
All right, dude. Let's do some question of the week and then let Jeff get out of here and do some partying.
Yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
And this is something that's been talked about quite a bit in the past few weeks or few months, actually. So our question of the week next week: do some game critics judge high-profile games less harshly?
Yeah.
And this is something that we've been talking about offline quite a bit. So we want to hear from you guys. Are there certain games that you think people give a pass? I know there's a lot of people out there and are going to say games that we very much expect, and that's kind of what we're looking for. So Yeah, there you go. So so you can answer the question of the week by sending an email to email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail. That number is 706-760-4337.
It's like Leap, but it's MGC!
Yeah. Nice.
It's Chris having a baby!
Yeah, woo! Yeah, that's right.
Baby daddy.
You can also get us on Twitter.
Baby daddy.
We are Indus Podcast, and you can follow us individually as well. We are Indus Chris, Indus Travis, Indus Jason, and Indus Geoff.
That is G-E-O-F-F.
Geoff! MGC!
GC.
We also have a Facebook group that's Interactive Distractions Podcast, and that is about it. So do you guys have anything else before we wrap up and get the fuck out of here?
In his fest,
the deuce!
Deuce!
I hope that one catches on as well as the last one did.
The deuce.
All right, guys.
We just dropped the deuce on you.
I hope you guys enjoyed the super short show that we just did. If you did, please tell a few friends about us. And if you're on iTunes, please leave us a review. Or Zune as well, Zune Marketplace. Until next week, my name is Chris.
I am Travis.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games. Enjoy MGC. And we'll talk to you next week.
Word.
Peace.